Project Veritas, Whistleblower Says FBI Targeting News Media. By Joel B. Polak on May 12, 2022. James O'Keefe's investigative outlet, Project Veritas, reported Wednesday that a source within the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, had revealed that the agency is targeting the news media, including Project Veritas itself. In a video appearing to show an interview with the FBI whistleblower, the special agent, whose identity was concealed, told O'Keefe that Project Veritas appears to be a victim of political undertakings in connection with a raid last year. As Breitbart News reported, the FBI conducted a pre-dawn raid on O'Keefe's home last November 7, apparently searching for clues relating to the alleged theft of a diary written by Ashley Biden, President Joe Biden's daughter. Project Veritas obtained the diary, legally, it claims, during the 2020 election, but voluntarily turned it over to law enforcement rather than publish its contents. The FBI began searching O'Keefe's private phone, and the New York Times mysteriously began publishing legal memoranda prepared for O'Keefe by attorneys. O'Keefe is suing the Times for defamation in a separate case in New York. The alleged FBI whistleblower, and the redacted document that Project Veritas says the whistleblower provided, appeared to show that the outlet was investigated under a news media classification, with cell phone location data used in the inquiry. The whistleblower is heard to say in the video that his goal is to encourage a nonpartisan law enforcement agency. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.